Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Got my girl Janine with us. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Liquor store, what's good, homie?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. You know how we do it about this time, like we always do. Got to have a little fun, kick back, relax, you know. Now. Hey, check this out, y'all. Before we even get started, after the show, give it about 30 minutes. Y'all hit SinCityRadio.com. I'm going to have a surprise for y'all.
We don't know that website.
You said, excuse me?
We don't know that website. What website did you say? Because you didn't say that right.
SinCityRadioShow.com. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right,
did she just try to call me out?
I got to keep you on your toes.
I appreciate you for correcting my errors. SinCityRadioShow.com. Get about 30 minutes after the show. Got a surprise for y'all. Hope y'all like it. Something new. Here we go. All right, check this out, ladies. We're gonna hit it off like this. You know, I always ask y'all, y'all got anything y'all need to get off y'all chest first before I get back in the ass tonight?
Well, I have something.
Uh-oh.
that's hard.
You're scaring, baby. You're scaring.
Well, first of all, this happened to me at work, which I thought was totally inappropriate. But we went, me and a coworker went from talking about ellipticals to dicks, okay, at work. She talked about getting an elliptical, and she was like, well, it's going to benefit me more than just losing weight. And I was like, well, what you mean? And she was like, well, hopefully my husband get on it. So I was like, okay. Like, I didn't get it. I didn't get what she was talking about. She goes, like, well, if he get on there and start working out, when he lose weight, the extra weight goes to his to they dick. I ain't never heard no shit like that before in my life.
Oh man, I've never heard that one either. Nah, maybe
I'm just gonna say she was white. So I bust out laughing, right? Because I didn't know, and first of all, I felt that was inappropriate talking to bringing saying stuff like that at work anyway. But then I guess I kind of hurt her feelings because when she said that, she was like, so maybe maybe your man will get on there. I said, bitch, please. I mean, it just took me off guard so much. I started talking like, you know, my whole, I swear I went to the streets. I was like, bitch, please, if you get any bigger, I'll be in the motherfucking hospital some damn well. And I guess I embarrassed her.
What did she say after that?
She just stopped talking after that. So basically, you telling me your man got to lose weight for some damn weight to get to his dick for you to even feel the shit.
Yeah, that's what I got out of that. But now, maybe in my man's defense, maybe she probably feeling, maybe he got one of those abnormally large guts. You know what I'm saying? The ones that just hang over all the way to, like when he sit down, it damn near touches his knees.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's it. Maybe that she feel like if he lose some of that, she could feel more of the dick. Because, you know, men, our stomachs have a tendency to get hard. You know, we don't have that soft stomach. We've got that hard stomach. So, wait a minute, hold on. What's that, Nicola?
Hey, what's going on?
My little mom, my man, where you been?
Oh, man. Been busy.
Man, I needed you. They told me new asshole last week.
they didn't be ganging up on you when I hear.
Yeah, man, they did me bad last week. And they hollered out, where Marley Marl at? Where he at? I said, damn, where is it? I said, damn, where is Marley Marl?
I'm here today.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, Marley, now, she said her coworker was saying that if the man get on the elliptical?
Basically, if a man works out, basically, and of course she white. I'm just going to put that out there. They feel like if a man works out, the more weight he loses in the rest of his body, the bigger his dick gets. And I'm trying to see if that's true, because I ain't never heard no shit like that before.
Nah, I think the man's package stays about the same size. You lose that gut,
right.
You look bigger.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm saying. See, maybe it might look bigger if he loses the gut, because, you know, she only can see so much of it because his damn gut didn't took over.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm just saying, if we would have known this shit a long time ago, it's some motherfuckers, you would be on a workout regimen, okay? Now, you know, women would have found this shit out a long time ago.
What the?
Nah, motherfucker, you got to be on that for 1 hour.
Right, you gotta eat healthy all day, motherfucker. Whole new term to eat fresh.
Yeah, eating nuts and berries.
Right. I got you in the gym like you motherfucker going for Mr. Olympia. Okay, well, now let's ask Liquorstore. Liquorstore, what do you think? You being a female, what do you think of that theory?
I think that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. If I could push the button, I'd push the button my damn self. What you just said is the dumbest shit. And everybody is now stupid for having heard it.
And I mean, I'm seeing her husband, so he don't have a gut. He's not like a, I mean, he ain't thin, but he don't have no gut or nothing like that.
So he ain't suffering. So he ain't suffering from what they call that, booty do.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they believe. That's what she believes, I guess.
She just told you her man got tiny penisitis, and she didn't want to just say.
Oh my God.
And that's the kind of conversation that she brought to you at work?
At work, yes. We were talking about ellipticals. I was like, where the fuck did that shit come from? And I was just like in shock because I couldn't believe she said. I said, "Do I got sex written on my forehead or something?"
It's stamped on your forehead. Talk to me about this shit.
I don't know, fellas. Us as men, we can talk about sex at a funeral. Yeah. She looked good. You see how they had them titties? You see how they had them titties sitting up on them? Yeah. I saw that. So, you know, us as men, we can talk about sex anyway. So, hey.
I mean, it's just the type of place I work for. I just didn't expect that. I don't know. Maybe she think we closer than she think. I don't know, but I was just like, but I think I kind of heard her feelings or embarrassed that when I was like, because first of all, I had never heard that shit before, but then I was like, bigger? God, please. Our men get any bigger, we will be dead, okay?
You gonna mess on that? Had that girl up there looking for a damn black man?
Exactly. That's what's gonna happen. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
She gonna be standing somewhere with a sign. We'll work for black chicks.
That's exactly what's gonna happen. She finna fuck around, be talking about some. Janine, you think you having a party or something?
Her next question, Janine, is it true what they say? Is it the black or the barrier?
And I mean, I ain't saying all black men, I like that, but I was just like, you know, most people I've been with, especially my man now, I'm like, yeah, please. And I mean, it just came out because it just like it just totally caught me off guard, and it just came out like that. But she was like, nothing else at that shit. I guess she was like, God damn.
That's crazy.
But
I've been
killing bitches over there.
Now,
can you imagine
Molly,
how she looked at her husband when she went home?
Sorry, son, bitch. You ain't nothing. Sorry, son, bitch.
Going to get me some black pants.
Yeah. Here's your dinner, motherfucker.
She gonna come to work tomorrow with a different kind of outfit on, nigga. She gonna lose that corporate suit, nigga. She gonna
She gonna wear a damn mini skirt to work and shit.
Right.
See, boy, old Jim and accountant better watch out, cause he gonna be ready. She gonna be ready to test some dicks. Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. But, you know, you work at Corporate America, so, you know, a lot of the black motherfuckers down there in the maintenance department, she going to be,
yeah.
Can you come fix this?
My achy seems to be stuck.
Baby, I'll fix on pipes. I know. Come on and look.
Oh, my goodness.
Homeboy was just a janitor yesterday. Tomorrow he's going to be
right.
Dead.
Shit. Tomorrow that book will be y'all both.
How you go from pushing a box?
Yeah, you went to push a month to Corporate America because I got the stick, bitch. I got the stick.
He can move up from painting walls to shit to vice president and shit. Like,
he's slapping him with that paintbrush, all right.
Right.
Yeah, take it, bitch.
Oh, you thought that was the broomstick. Nah, girl.
Right.
You know, 50 Cent, it's called the magic stick.
Yeah. Hey, you know, motherfucker, catch it.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
That bitch gonna faint. Oh, Lord. Hey, you know you killing the motherfucker when she gets calling out the Lord. Lord. Did you just call me God? Oh, yeah.
When them eyes open, like, damn, I can't keep them closed no more.
Say, that's crazy. Right, she just yelling.
I'm talking about having
mixed
babies.
Oh, she gonna come in that motherfucker with barrettes and beads in her motherfucking head. That's
right.
What's gonna happen.
Wearing right. Some body socks.
Smacking
those
dick in his
shit. And she in a corporate meeting, they talking about, dude, this bitch got cornrows? Oh, my God.
Like
cornrows.
Yeah.
And cornbread. She done had some of that black dick. She done
crossed over.
Right.
Right. But you tell her, just come on over there to the dark side. Tell her come on over to the dark side. And I know she had to sit there like, what? Wait a minute. You talking about if he get any bigger, we gonna die? Wait a minute. This motherfucker ain't even. He barely scratching the surface. Are you talking about you dying?
You don't know it, but you just found yourself a new lunch partner. She gonna be sitting at your table Thursday.
She gonna get to ask him so many damn questions.
I would hate for him to come up there again. I just would love to see how she would look at him.
You know, I heard women make the statement, ooh, it feel like it's in my stomach. That's what you need to tell them. Girl, it be in your stomach. Do it really get inside your stomach?
And what be so shocking is I don't understand how do you go through life like that. I mean, and there are some women that went through life, their entire life like that. And I guess, if you've never had it, you really wouldn't know the difference, I guess.
Can't miss what you ain't never had.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
See, like I say, you fuck around, she fuck around, and a mandingo get up on that ass. It's a wrap.
Yeah. You know?
Damn.
I know.
Like,
when she come to work the next day with a weave, you'll know what happened.
Yes, I told you how that shit corn rolled back. Yeah, check this out. Me and Shaniqua, we gotta hurry up and go to this motherfucking meeting. So we're going to go on and hurry up and finish this shit. We going to Freaknik. Bitch, Freaknik ain't been open in 6 years.
You know.
I wouldn't give a fuck. Because if that bitch go crazy, I'll be the one like, oh, that's a damn shame. When is her position coming open?
That's
a damn shame what happened to that woman.
She gonna start bringing in some damn church chicken. Instead of KFC.
She want churches.
Your lips look a little greasy today.
Right.
Was that a ham hock I just saw you with? What you know about ham hocks?
Alright, ladies. let me ask the ladies this. And alright, well, ladies, I'm gonna ask you too, Molly, because I need your opinion on it too.
Okay.
Like your man, you know, I mean, you know, us as men, you know, Molly, I know, you know, some days you might be like, shit, I don't feel like shaving today, shit, you know, fuck it, I go get a haircut next week. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, ladies, us as y'all as ladies, do it like ever feel like it's a time where y'all feel like, look here, baby. You know, I've been looking at you. I'm not digging you. You need to spruce yourself up. You need to get yourself together. Or would you just be like, okay, fuck it, I'm just fine the way he is. Now, I'm gonna start with you, Lucas. Though, what do you think?
Depends on the man. I mean, if he ain't never been that way, well, no, it ain't nothing I can say. But if normal, you saying if normally he keeps himself together, he just fell out for a couple weeks or something?
No, let's just say in general, I mean, you know, he's just looking at him. And, I mean, he, let's just say he didn't get lackadaisical, maybe. He didn't get into a rut where it's like, face don't get shaved, hair don't get combed. Cut, you know. I mean, he's in that rut. Well, shit, I got my woman, so shit, I'm good.
I'd probably say something.
Okay. What would you say, though?
I don't know. That's what I was about to say. I would try not to, you know, be abrupt with it, rude or anything like that. But, you know, I would probably say something like, you know, shit.
Okay. Would it turn you off that he's down? You know, he didn't tone it down, or would it turn you off?
I mean, probably not the first week or two, but you know, if we start getting into
we got a 3 month run right now. I mean, is he turning you off now? I mean,
yeah.
Not to say that he's thinking or nothing like that, or, you know,
no,
but
no,
I mean,
no,
shit, just ain't cutting his head. He ain't cutting his head. He ain't really giving too many fucks. Hey, look, he feel like shit. His woman. He ain't got to go out there and do all that.
I'd probably say something because I know that, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, he'd probably say something to me.
Okay. All right. Janine, what about you?
No, I probably wouldn't say nothing. And I'm going to say that because...
Okay.
We all can't... It's like I can't be perfect 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm not going to expect him to be that way. I mean, if I know the person I'm with... Now, if it's been a year and you done just fell off, of course I'm going to say something because then I'm going to be thinking it's something going on with you emotionally. You see what I'm saying? Because I know that's not you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, and of course, I don't know. I guess I'm looking at it like if we supposed to love each other through whatever, I mean, with going through no matter what, whatever we're going through, what if I lose all my hair? So I wouldn't want nobody, if you claim you love me, to just stop loving me or stop being with me or stuff like that. People are going to go through things. They're not going to be the same all the time or be perfect all the time. So I just don't expect that. I mean, I'm just not going to let, just like he, I'm sure he wouldn't want me to fall off, you know. You know, I'm all of a sudden I'm 400 pounds. I wouldn't expect him to not say nothing to me. You see what I'm saying? But, I mean, you talk about 3 weeks, a month, 2 months. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I probably wouldn't say nothing. It would probably be a minute before I would actually say so.
Okay, okay. Now, Marley, you as a man, you know, you. I mean, like I said, we all together to that love well, you know. Well, shit, I don't feel like cutting my hair today, or shit, I don't feel like sitting at that barbershop, or I don't feel like shaving, shit, I'm tired. And your old lady come to you, and she say, hey, man, you slacking. Do you get offended?
No, not really. You know, I look at her, I mean, look at her a little crazy, but you know I'm playing around, you know, because it's been times where I didn't have my beard looking like Rick Ross, and I know she don't like beards, so she'll look at me like, okay, now, nigga, you go ahead and go on somewhere.
Say hi.
That shit, yeah, take care of. You know, but for the most part, she'll let me go ahead and do and be free, you know.
All right. Now, well, me personally, I'm the type of person, I'm going to try. I'm not going to say I do it all the time, but I'm going to try to shave at least twice a week. That's only because the hair on my face grows kind of fast. And it's like, I shave and 2 days later, it's like, God damn, fuck all this stubble come from. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I will try to do that. But then, I mean, now I will go as far as saying that the haircut thing, I might let that go a week or two. Fuck it, shit.
Yeah,
it'll be all right. But then it's like, you know, like for instance, my girl, she's like, she gets mad when I cut my beard. You know, so it's like, you know, it's like she like looking at it rough. You know, like. You know, whereas I'm more like, okay, I'm not feeling that, you know. It's like, what the fuck, you know. But, I mean, each his own, and I, you know, if you, that gets you, that floats your boat, then so be it. But, I mean,
happy
I just.
Medium.
You said what, dog?
It's always that happy medium, you know.
Okay, well, now, let's flip this. Mars, would you ever tell your girl she ain't looking right?
Yeah, let me see.
I don't think I ever.
Yeah, I told her not physical wise that she wasn't looking right. I done told her a couple outfits that she had on. I really wasn't feeling them. But physical, I keep that off. Off limits, but you know, clothes wise, or if you got your hair a certain way, you know, like she don't like having long hair. I like it when she got long hair.
Right. Okay.
You know,
I
but she like her hair
that.
Short. You know, but she know I like it long, so she keep it long for me.
Okay, ladies. Ladies, now, Marley then came up to you and said, shit, look here, look at stuff. You might need to hit that gym once or twice a week. Are you mad at him?
No, I'm not going to be mad at him. I wouldn't be mad at him at all. But, again, it's not what you say, but how you say it. So, I mean, if he came at me and was nasty about it, like, you know, bitch, you falling off, then, yes, I would be offended. But if he came to me and, you know, he was like, hey, babe, you know what I mean? Shit. Or if he said something like, you know, let's go to the gym, like, as a couple or some shit like that, well, definitely, I would take that and, you know, I'll work with it.
That's always the way to go. If you can go to the gym, go to the gym as a couple. Because I know so many dudes that went there by them damn selves and get their ass in trouble.
Well, I was sure about to say that. Y'all don't want us at the gym by ourselves.
Right.
They right there to help us work out.
Exactly.
But a lot of men don't say nothing on that's a problem. I feel like that's really a problem. I mean, it's always, well, we try not to hurt our feelings, or you tiptoeing around the issue. I would rather you tell me than now, okay, you're not attracted to me anymore, so you're going to go, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what's your next move? Now you're not attracted to me anymore, but instead of you telling me, you didn't, you know, of course, it's going to be somebody else you see that's going to catch your eye and stuff like that. Not to say you're going to cheat or whatever, we're not going there, but I'm just saying, that's how all of that gets started because, you know, it should have been communicated in the beginning, in the first place,
yeah,
between y'all too.
I be thinking cats be kind of worried about that because they were like, okay, I like the way she look now, but she can tone it up a little bit, but they be afraid, well, damn it, this bra toning up too damn much. She gonna be using my ass. The buns are still get to showing. Somebody gonna get to holler and saying some right things to her, and that's gonna be the end of it.
But most of them, I'm not saying all, but most women don't want to get buff like that. If we do go, it's to tone up. You know what I'm saying? We know we want to get all muscular and all that. I know I don't.
Yeah, that's not cute. The hell on them muscles and shit. And,
yeah, but now I done seen a lot of cases where, you know what I'm saying, a lot of women, well, I'm not going to say women, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, I done seen fellas do it too. Well, they done start working out, and you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know, they getting a little attention, and it's like, fuck who I'm at home with, because now I'm getting all this extra attention.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's right.
Mm-mm. I mean, but you know what?
And now you done left her behind, and she's still trying to over here lose weight, trying to lose weight by herself, and now you over here looking all like a bodybuilder and shit. We don't even look right together. Now she bad.
You want to feed your cheeseburgers and shit when you talking about I don't eat that no more. Oh, you been eating my motherfucking food. It's that bitch at the motherfucking, it's that bitch at the gym now, ain't it?
That would be.
I mean, I was in a transition, like with my hair, and I was at a point where I was tired of doing it, you know what I'm saying, because my hair, where my hair is, I have to go through so much
getting
it looks right, and, you know, he came to me and, you know, what he said to me, I like, on one hand, I appreciated that he said it, and on the other hand, like, it hurt my feelings, you know, not in a way that, you know, it ruined the relationship or anything like that, but I have to say that after he spoke on it, I went on ahead and I changed it up, and the thing that made it okay was, like, he noticed. It was like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't go unnoticed.
Yeah.
So that kind of, like, took away some of the hurt from when he first told me, you know, you know, you too pretty to be walking around like that.
I mean, I know different women.
Okay, I got a question just been brought to me. Now, ladies, I gotta ask the ladies this. It's just a question. And what is it about? Okay, it's about oral sex. Why do y'all forget the balls?
I don't.
That's what Jeff's asked. Why do y'all forget the balls?
Well, first of all, are the balls shaved or are they hairy balls?
Well, my shit's smooth as egg, so I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, you gotta keep it shaved.
I guess that would depend on it.
So if they got the hairy balls, they didn't suck.
It's like, I'm not saying they might not, but it's like a big cotton ball rolling around in your mouth with the hair. Then you have to stop and take the hair out your mouth, and that's all that came out of your mouth. And this is just too much.
And when it's trying to get down your throat, that is the most fucked up feeling ever. You be like, It's horrible.
Puffing up hair balls.
Walking around hacking and shit. And you look all unsexy. I'm trying to get your pubic hair out of my throat, motherfucker. I'm looking at me like I'm unsexy. Nigga, that's your shit. Shave your balls.
Now you hacking, trying to get the hair out of your throat.
Exactly. I'm trying to get your pubic out of my throat, motherfucker. And because you know what, pubic hair, it don't grow like the hair on your head. It's very hard and coarse, and it's just a bitch.
The fact that you said, I was actually just sitting there pitching motherfuckers like, excuse me. Okay,
Are you talking about sucking balls? Are you talking about sucking balls or just having balls roll around in your mouth? Because some men don't like their balls up.
Now, hold on. Let me go on record and say this. Now, I'm only speaking for myself as a man. Now, I have no problem with that. Now to you ladies that feel like that them motherfuckers is some motherfucking Jolly Ranchers and all that, you can't be sucking on them that hard like that. You can't be sucking on them like all the flavor going out of it. You cannot do that. That hurts. That hurts like a motherfucker. That motherfucker sitting there with tears in his eyes. You talking about what's wrong with you? Like, surefire way, ladies, I'm going to tell you. Surefire way to let you know that we're that you suck it too hard, that when you sucking on them balls and you see his dick go down, then you suck it too hard. Because he might not have the heart to tell you, but that shit hurting him, and it just like, hey, motherfucker, is you going to tell her I got to do something? Because shit right here, what she doing ain't working. Shit.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Hell yeah. I mean, I had no problem.
You know,
I had no problem. If motherfuckers, that shit hurt. I'm hey. I'll pop you on top of your forehead. Hey, stop it now. Stop it. You acting like a kid. Shit.
You know what? Hairy balls or nice, smooth balls. I think that the balls deserve attention. So even if you don't lick the balls, you know, or suck on them, then, you know, you at least got to rub on them, you know, maybe, you know, wet your hand and play with the balls, jiggle the balls, you know what I mean? But you have to show the balls some sort of attention. And they like to be wet, They don't. You can't just. They can't just be dry balls. You can't just play with dry balls. That's just not.
Okay. Now here's another question for you ladies. Tight or loose? Which ones do y'all prefer?
I like loose ones.
Okay. I mean, Jesus, I don't everybody have their own preference.
You just kind of like slurp it up when it's loose.
Okay, yeah. Janine, tight, loose balls, which ones you like?
Well, it don't matter. So if they tight, they gonna get loose in my mouth anyway.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. Spoken like a true champion.
Mm-hmm. They relax. They relax themselves.
That's fucked up. hey. I ain't never heard a motherfucker talk about your balls just uptight. Let me relax. Your balls uptight right now. They are. They're really. It's been a long day. When a motherfucker loosens your balls, you know that you and that motherfucker got you. God damn. Yeah. Come on, baby. Yeah, they look tight. Marley, can you just imagine a motherfucker? Right. Can you just imagine a motherfucker sucking on your balls and they talking about, ooh, hard day today? Yeah. it's been rough.
Like, yes, ma'am.
Nah, damn, boy. But now, let me go on record to say it. Some of y'all ladies with them blips now. On them ladies with them lips. I don't know what y'all could do to tighten them up or you know what I'm saying, or do something, because I done seen some loose lips that you like, just look like motherfuckers just be like, like a motorboat when they get the, you know. Molly, you know what I'm talking about. You done seen them motorboat lips. Like,
wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
The motorboat lips, when they like they look like they done came out and they turn, they go in each direction.
Yeah, they're super loose.
I mean, they just beyond loose. Yeah, like your dick never touch them. Marley, how old are you? How old are you, Marley, if I can ask you?
40.
Okay, you 40, so we're the same age. Okay. You remember back in the day when they called them chitlins? When they that bitch had them chitlin lips.
They be all over the place.
Fucking, why the fuck, yeah, man, I'm fucking that bitch, she had them chitlin lips.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, you did not want to get called chitlin lips.
That's not sexy.
Right, because you ain't getting that pussy. You not. That's not gonna get eight. Not gonna get eight with chitlin lips.
I got.
And especially in fact, I didn't like chitlin, so I'm like, ugh.
So no.
Yeah, some motherfuckers be like, well, throw some hot sauce on that motherfuckers and go to town. I heard somebody say they had a question.
Yeah, I got a question. I don't know how to ask this question, though, because I don't know, maybe you have to see it, but okay. I've seen, okay, with the site, okay, before Sin City Radio show on SinCityRadio.net, there were quite a few pussy pics on there. So I can honestly say that I've seen my share of pussy.
Right, and, yeah, that's fair.
I don't know, like, do y'all as men, maybe, okay, not... Is it just, okay, pussy is pussy, or I like mine compared to the pictures that I've seen. Mine is big, like it looks bigger than, you know, like I've seen a bunch of them that was just tiny looking. So like as men, is there a difference for y'all?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Smaller is better.
Hold on, Marley. He says smaller is better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, and to each his own. I mean, that's his preference, you know. But now, Marley, now you ain't never seen one of them fat monkeys, and you like, God damn, I got to hit that motherfucker. That monkey big than a motherfucker.
Yeah, now if it was juicy. Yeah. You don't say, yeah. I'm talking about, like, the whole being all loose and shit.
No, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how to fuck. Because you might have to see it, and I don't know if I'm willing to show it, but.
go ahead and show it.
But just, hey, Mom, cncityradioshow.com.
Yeah.
It's on the channel. Marta say he need to see what you're talking about. Marta say you say you look fat, so he need to see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But hey, you know this. Hey, Marley paused before he said yeah. He looked over his shoulder to make sure his wife wasn't right there.
Yeah. You get that inspection. Hold that inspection.
Hey, Marty said he got to get the inspection going. Now, like, you got the ones that's like, you know, that just look like a peach. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bite that motherfucker, all type of juice is going to just pop out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, my man Marty know what I'm talking about. This one Marty like, y'all hear him? He say, yeah. I mean, that's just like, okay, come on now. That's just like y'all, yeah, shit, y'all, all dicks don't look the same to y'all, do they?
Oh, fuck not.
You know, you got some straight and narrow. You got some with the curve. You got some, you know, yeah. The fact that I'm actually saying this, pause.
Hey, you know what? I know you're a grown man. I mean, we went through this stuff. Well, we ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't questioning your your manhood.
Right.
You just,
but I'm just saying that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean, man. Hey, you know what I mean. You know what I mean, motherfucker. But I'm just saying, you know what? Like, you know, like, I mean, like, okay, Janine, to you, if you had to pick one, what's your favorite one?
I mean, the length, it could be an average length. But I like thickness. I like the thickness, so I like the fat dick.
The stretch.
Would you say fat or stretch?
I mean, it don't have to be like 12 inches or nothing like that. It's not the length to me, it's the width. So I like the fatness of the dick. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start. What about you?
You know, I like to use the word girth.
I gotta be technical about it.
Straight up, no, seriously. And because when I say that, you know, that motherfucker got some weight to it. That's how, you know, like, it's hard, you know, when it's hard, if I lift it up and, you know what I'm saying, then it's going to flop down in my hand. That motherfucker say, woo, that's the one.
Blow your head off.
I have to, you know, I have to agree because, you know, everybody who every long dick don't necessarily feel good. It's just long, you know what I mean? But
exactly.
But yeah, when it's got that thickness to it, to where I want you to fit me. I want you to fit me like a motherfucking glove. You know what I mean?
Stretch it out.
Okay.
Stretch it out.
All right. Well, check this out, y'all. We're gonna do it like this.
Speaking of dick connoisseurs, we gonna see if we can find a couple on. See if we can find a couple out there tonight.
Hello.
Well, hello there, child.
Hello.
Hello. This is Sin City. Are you busy?
How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing great. We didn't disturb you, did we?
No, not really, no.
Oh, okay. Well, now, the subject, the matter of tonight's subject is, well, what we're talking about now is, as liquor stores say, girth. And we figured, we know Butter knows all about girth. With height. So we said, we're gonna call the true connoisseur.
Okay. What you want to know?
Well, I mean, now both Janine and liquor store said that they, well, you know, liquor store want to be technical about it. She said it has to have girth. The dick has to have girth. Now, you know, we talk about Janine. She talking about she just want a fat dick. So
I mean, I would like for it to be like something that you can gaze at, you know what I'm saying? It has to be thick, juicy.
Uh-oh,
nice.
We done got it started.
Like a quarter pounder. She like, damn, I'm going to go to the
I'm just thinking about this one in particular. But I like the head is just shaped just right, and as it stands in its stature, it stands like it know what its mission is. You know what I'm saying? Just
I would hope they do.
Huh?
You see, you got a bell pepper head.
It's head. It's the body of it. The whole thing, like that one vein on its side, is just like, bam. Stop.
Wait, she can tell the baby, stop now. I'm thinking now.
Think about this shit right now.
I mean, it's, you know, there are all type of, you know, different types of shapes and colors and sizes and all of that, but there's some that are not even attractive to look at. That, you know, I wouldn't want near me. You know what I mean? But then
wait a minute, brother. Can I ask you, does the uncircumcised fall in that category?
Ooh, Lord. I've only dealt with a couple of those. And like the first of all, how should I say this without being, I know several, and they know how to take care of those there, you know, pull the skin back and clean it and all that, you know. But there are some that don't know how to use it. I mean, because there was a guy that I knew, and he was well endowed. I mean, extremely well endowed. Like, he could have been on a porno. But he didn't know how to use it.
Oh. Okay. I just got to...
Or take care of it. Like, ugh.
I got somebody off the chat room, and they said no turtlenecks.
I would prefer not for the simple fact, you never know if they know how to take care of it. You know what I'm saying? They might not pull that skin back and clean around the neck. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you would not know, but I mean, it is what it is. Like,
shit, I know my
dad. It's a certain way you have to handle it. You can't just, you know, because you have extra skin, you have to make sure you clean all up in between. I wouldn't want to kiss on it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me take this time to thank my mother, who had me circumcised at a very young age.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Lord, that's too much.
That's what I was going to say. My dad got, he got circumcised. Shit, he was 35 damn years old.
I know that had to hurt. That's something that I would feel so sorry for him for, but like I know some men that, you know, are not, and they've had no problems, but they have great hygiene and all of that. So I wouldn't expect for them to have any problems. I've never met one that's not uncircumcised who has not been well endowed. They all were well endowed, like hung like horses.
35 years old? God damn.
Yeah, because he never got it done. You know, down south, they ain't do it that much back down there, you know, down there. So he's like, hey, he said, shit. He said he got tired of messing around with it. He said, hell, I got it done. You know, I was so young, I didn't remember. But he said, yeah, I got my son. And I was 35 years old. I said, oh, hell no.
So, I mean, did the old lady tell him, that's it, I can't take this shit no more.
I think mom must have told him, like, motherfucker, you get something done. Get something done.
Yeah, you got it. In good taste, I'm not gonna say no jokes, because especially if they was with your mom, so I'm gonna probably come to the I'm gonna leave those alone. I'm gonna leave them jokes alone. But y'all free to go ahead. I'm gonna leave it alone. I know how being out with their mom. Hey, wait a minute. I mean, that's my mama. You talking about something, bitch. Oh, man. Damn, boy.
I'm saying, you know, he said they ain't really do nothing to him, but he said the local anesthesia, you know, numb it up real good and get the cutting.
I've seen one, and I'm not going to lie, like, the first time, I seen it, it was scary. I was like, okay, you know what, I have to go. I just remembered, I have a pot cooking at home. I got to go.
I mean, when it's completely erect, then it's, you can't say, oh, it doesn't look that scary. But when you got to get it together, oh, I don't want to have nothing to do with that. Come with it already ready.
And I guess that's my next question is, like, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. But, I mean, you know, we used to always call it, we had this one guy that was in the neighborhood. For whatever reason, I don't know how motherfuckers found out that he wasn't circumcised, but motherfuckers found out he wasn't. And they used to call him Little Dolphin Dick. Like, hey, Little Dolphin Boy. And, you know, I mean, that had to weigh in on him, because it used to be like, God damn. And, I mean, to this day, they still call him Dolphin.
I mean, it's a hard thing to have to deal with, you know.
And I mean, that's what I'm saying. A motherfucker come to you, and they come to you, and they just, they done whipped it out. And the first thing you see that it's not that is not circumcised. I mean, okay, I'm going to ask Janine, what do you do? I mean, he done whipped it out, it ain't circumcised. What you do?
He's going to whip it back in.
What'd she say?
She said he going to whip it back in.
Sorry, don't do that.
I mean,
you know what? It's already hard enough to deal with a dick. But then you got this extra shit I got to deal with on top of it. And when I say hard enough, I don't mean that in any type of disrespect, because running with a dick is very fun, but how you got all this extra work?
No.
I don't know.
All them crevices and stuff, I don't know what you're going to find in there. I mean, it's kind of,
I'm going to tell you about the situation. Okay. We had not yet went that far yet. So he's sitting in the car, completely erect, and I guess he nutted on himself or whatever. It looks so disgusting. I mean, honestly, that whole picture caption I saw would have probably made me say I don't ever want to see a penis again. Like, it was so disgusting. And then it made me think, like, because when his skin came pulled back and all of that was around the top of the head, I was like, was that already there or did he nut on himself? Like, I didn't know, and I was disgusted. You cannot touch me with that, ever. And so he never got the pussy.
Well, I should hope not.
I would hope not. Let's get off this subject, please.
I'm just curious. I mean, damn, Marley, I guess I'm kind of glad that we ain't really got to go through no shit like that. I mean, as far as a woman, you know, a woman had that access. Well, I guess, you know, now.
But I do know a couple of guys who are, a few guys who are not circumcised. And the women, I have never had heard a complaint from the women that they messed around with. I mean, the women they messed around with, you know, make comments as though, oh, my God, he's the best dick I've ever had, or his dick was too big, I couldn't handle it, or, oh, my goodness. But it was never, it was gross, or, you know, they turned me off, or none of that. It was always, oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
But I never experienced it, because I never, you know. Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, Marley, let me ask you. Nah. I was saying that I'm glad that we never had to run into nothing like that, but now, and I gotta say this, and I got up and I left. I did have a situation where I met a female, and her clit was humongous. I was like, "That's a dick, bitch. This is a dick, and I'm gonna kill you." And. I was that bitch had to bang, man. That bitch had to, that bitch had to actually gap her legs open. Look, no. Man, I didn't pull the pistol and everything. Like, man, I'm finna kill you. You a dead motherfucker. And I had every intent on killing that motherfucker. And that. This city would not be here right now. I would be in prison right now. But that was just like, I mean, it was just like the ultimate turnoff, man. I was like, wow, I've never seen that a day in my life. But now, when I got older and I got to talking about it, you know, I heard a lot of people like, oh, yeah, man, shit, you got a bitch with clicks, like, damn, this 2-3 inches. What? Really?
I seen a report on that shit. I'm getting all scientific. I seen a report on that shit that said the women's clits get bigger as they get older. Like, it grows. You know, they clit grow as they get older. I'm like, so they can be like, yeah, whatever it is when they young. And when they get to their 30s and shit, you know, it's a whole lot bigger then. I mean, then than it was when they was still, you know, when they was little. So is that true?
Okay. Shit, ladies.
I've never heard that.
What? I mean, looking at yourself, do you ever look down like, well, it do look like it's getting a little bigger?
No, I can't say that because, well, I've already asked the question. Mine is, it's always been this way. So I don't, you know.
Yeah. I could say that same thing. It's always been this size, and it amazes, you know, but at the same time, it's not scary. It's actually a turn-on for them.
Well,
now,
if somebody got a big one.
Huh?
Yeah, if somebody got a big one, you know, it might be a turn-on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now I talked to the older guys and I was telling them the situation, and you know, I was young, I'm not gonna lie. I was probably like 19 and when that happened. And dude, it was just like they were like, "You ain't hit it? Hell no. Get the fucking light that." That scared the man shit. I pulled my gun out and cocked it. I'm like, dude, this motherfucker had to cut the light on. She had to cut the light on, everything. But everybody was like, oh, you know, they told me I was young and stupid. I ain't don't know better. But I'm sorry. That just didn't turn me on.
That you told you had a crying game, didn't you? Damn crying game.
Hell yeah. Dude, that motherfucker. And I mean, because, you know, she was, and now that you mention it, she was an older, lady. You know, she was older. But that motherfucker had to be at least 3 inches.
She might have been a hermaphrodite.
See, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking, but I don't think it quite was that. I just think, but, you know, like I said, when I got when I finally was able to tell this story without embarrassment, you know, that's when they told me, oh, man, you just young and dumb. You don't know no better. Right. You can say I don't know no better. You can say I'm stupid. You can say whatever. I wasn't fucking her.
Now with the damn thing sticking out like the thing from Recall sticking out of her pussy, like, oh shit.
I mean, that just, I don't know. That was just a turn off, but I mean.
So can I ask a question?
What's that?
So I got this picture, right? And the dick looks extremely big. But when I said, told the person, don't be sending me no fake pictures of nobody's dick. They said it was their dick. They just did a close-up. Whether it's a close-up or not, do that even matter? I should still be able to tell the size of the dick don't change whether it's a close-up or not. Yeah, it does matter because when you get up on personal, up close and personal with it, it might not be as thick. It might not be as wide. Like, I've gotten pictures and...
But the dick was big, though. It was a big dick. And I was just like, I know this
person
who sent it to me. I know the person. I knew the person who sent it to me. I said, this not your dick. I mean, I was with you for 10 years. This not your dick. And he tried to tell me it is his dick. He just did a close-up.
Well, I mean, you know, he might have zoomed in on it or something. Photoshop.
He might have airbrushed it, Photoshop. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
With the grammar shots, he got it done.
He might have stressed. Don't you know what I mean?
Hey, I don't know. I mean, all right, Marley. Let me ask you, Marley. How many you done sent? Mm-hmm. I mean, have you ever sent your old lady a couple of them when she's at work or something?
Oh, yeah. See, quite a few of them. But I know you want this.
Bring your ass home.
Bring your ass on home.
But not ladies. I mean, because my thing is this. I'm not ashamed to say it. Hell, I'll send one in a heartbeat. Fuck it. Hey, this is what I'm feeling like today. Bring your ass. Why is it that we got to pull teeth to get motherfucking pictures out of y'all? Well, not all ladies. Not all ladies.
I'm going to start with, I send pictures.
Not all ladies, but... Mother, what about you? Will you send a picture?
Okay, it depends on the situation because I took a couple of pictures one time. I was actually engaged to this person, and I took a couple of pictures because we was doing a long-distance thing, and he was a dummy. Like, you put it as your screensaver, you know, and then wonder... why your friends is, like, flirting real, disrespecting you. Then he lost, like, okay, you know, he lost his phone a couple of times before he was able to, like, put codes and stuff in. And, you know, so I felt violated because... it was things on your picture, on your phone that, like, you know, 2-minute videos and stuff that was for your eyes only. And I felt violated, so.
What, he lost his phone?
He lost his phone once, and then the other time, you know, he's sitting somewhere high and somebody pick up his phone and go through his phone and seen tattoos that everybody done seen and knew who it was when they saw the tattoo, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So because of that, you'll never do it again?
I can't say that because y'all seen me on video, so.
I mean, I was just asking. Shit.
I can't say that, but you know what I'm saying? It's like it depends on the person. It depends on the maturity of the person, the responsibility of the person. And if I decide to do it, like if I, like, I made the decision to get on Sin City and act a fool, not knowing what the repercussions were in the end.
We thank you.
I missed that one.
I don't know. Make me famous, shit. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my whole fuck it. Let the world know shit.
Run them around.
Fuck it, shit.
And you know,
I know I got.
Go I ahead. Walk around the house all the time, so it don't matter to me. I mean, all my friends have done it. My parents, my mother did it all the time. We should have had a nudist colony, okay?
I'm not ashamed of it. It's just, you know what I'm saying, like...
Yeah,
like,
I know you're not ashamed. I was just saying in regards to the kids. I know people don't want to do it because the kids might see it or whatever. Well, the kids see me anyway. So
that's what blew me away, because my son, my older son, you know, I mean, he saw me, you know, I breastfed him, so I have issues where he has had to, not without telling all my business, but I've had seizures, so he's had to pick me up out the bathtub butt-ass naked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's seen
mm-hmm.
my whole body. But in that situation, he was putting on the show, and he walked in the front room. Yeah, so that was something I wasn't expecting for him to experience.
I'm just saying,
well,
like, pictures, not actually in the act, but I'm just saying if pictures just out there or whatever, it wouldn't be nothing for them to see something like that because, hell, they've seen it. Not being inappropriate or nothing like that. We just don't make a naked body a big deal. So if they see one, it's no big deal to them. You see what I'm saying? I mean, of course, they ain't going to look at their mama like that, no way. But I've had best friends, you know, they walk around half naked all the time. I don't know. We just do that. I don't know. And we was raised like that, so.
I need to be the maintenance man in your area. Hey, knock. Hello? Maintenance.
Yeah, no. The cable man. Is your cable messed up?
Maintenance man better, because, see, we got to come back there constantly. Maintenance man got to come back constantly. Oh, yeah, I came back, checked that hot water tank I put in the other day. You didn't put no hot water tank in here. Oh, my bad. Knock, knock, knock. Came to check on that the toilet that was leaking. There's no toilet leaking. Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock, knock. At some point, you're finally going to say, fuck it, boy. Come get this pussy.
But you are persistent. Damn.
Right. Damn. But you know what? I know I got shit. I probably got pictures, videos, shit. From I think I got my first camcorder when I was 18. Shit. I'm not going to lie to you. I bullshit you not, and I know this for a fact. If we had these phones in school,
oh boy.
Shit, everybody in West Side High would have, every female in West Side High would have had a picture of my dick. I'm not bullshitting out of it. There you go. What's your number? Dude, I would act in a complete ass. Fuck it.
I mean, I remember, you know, fresh out of high school, I had came down here to go to college, and my dude was at a different college, so we had a camcorder to set it up, and I said I wanted to keep it because I wanted to be responsible for it, but oh, he fussed until he took it. Why he lose it, or he say he lost it? So what that means? Somebody got my tape.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You know what? The only thing I look at it, well, I made somebody day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they enjoyed every minute of it, but at the same time, I wasn't that bold. You know what I'm saying? Or at least, I can say I was good at everything I did. I just didn't want everybody to know how good I was at that time.
If they had Facebook back then, they'd be like, "Hot damn, let me go ahead and."
Man, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'd have been a man. Shit, motherfucker, they would have taken my phone. They'd have been like, "Look here, this phone is not for this. This phone is for this is not for this." I swear to God, man, dude. Hey, out of my high school, can I have your number? Sure. You got picture mail? Yes. Okay. I'd been in the office every day. Okay, this is your son. He. This is what he's sending. Of course, I would have told my dad to come up there. Mm-hmm. You sent that? Soon as we got outside, look at my boy. Get him, get him. Chip off the old block. Chip off the old block.
My mother would have Mike Tyson me right there in the office.
Now, why you think I said that? I would have asked my dad to come. Shit, I'm going to call him my mama.
No, my daddy would have Mike Tyson me in the office.
Well, I would hope he would. You his girl. See, that's the difference between boys and girls. See, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I knew him my old man now. He probably would have gave that look. Yeah, I'm going to deal with him as soon as we get home. When we walk out there, I can hit him now. Did she like it? Yeah, she did. My boy. God damn it. That's my boy. That's my boy. All right, hey, what Kevin Hart say? So take this guy and let him see. Let him see. And let him know.
Let him know. I'm like, hey, this is it. This is it.
I can see Jadine, mama, catching up with her phone. How many dicks you got in here, girl?
Then she'll take it and be looking, oh, I wonder which boy is this boy. She's showing all the sisters at the church. Come here, sister.
Let's go, sister.
Sister Jones, look at this one.
The real fucked up part, talking about, oh, wait a minute, that looks like Willie's dick. That's Willie's dick right there. Willie?
Oh, wow.
Willie.
We're finna have a word
from Deacon Willie Jones. Yeah, show him how you tell him how you sent Jadine a picture of your dick, Willie.
What?
I mean, not to. I mean, because you know, I love the Lord, but I have had a man who has the title of being a bishop send me all kind of pictures of his penis.
Oh, girl, lady, you gonna find that in every church.
Wait a minute, what bishop is this?
I was truly amazed.
That don't shock me at all.
Wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute, you said church. This is the bishop.
Yeah, he was a bishop at a church.
What the fuck is his name?
He basically was telling me that he was married, yet that marriage was going into a divorce, and that he was interested in talking to me, and we had been talking. And then one day, out the blue, he told me to check my phone and my email, and I'm getting pictures of, and I'm like, wow.
Did he have a green and gold suit on?
What?
Yeah, you could have been green first lady butter.
Right.
Can y'all see butter as first lady?
She sit up there with her little crown on. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Lord is good. Lord is good.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, they don't call this show Sin City for nothing, boy. I know they ain't got... Damn, you motherfuckers going ahead.
If my church sisters knew half of what I have done. I go to church to this day. I don't go to church for nobody but me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I do know that half the... What I did realize in going to church, everybody going to church for the same thing. Because they got some issues they want to get off their back, or they need to feel better about the sins they committed that Saturday night. But
yeah.
Okay, I know we don't want to bring this on no church show, but y'all know how they be having confession. You know how Catholics do confession and stuff like that. And this one lady that sit next to me at work, She said, my husband wanted me to go to confession with him, but I told him I had nothing to confess about. I was like, confession? They still do that? And she was like, yeah, we still have to do that. She was like, you ain't never confessed? I said, girl, please.
Okay.
By the time Jadeen finished confessing shit, he done jacked off 3 times. Said again, what was the next one?
Oh, no.
Shit.
Oh, no. Hands off.
He done jacked off. All right. All right, bitch. I'm tired. I'm tired. Shit. Goddamn. Bro got all kind of stains on it. He jacked off 3 times. Listen to
Jadeen. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he got a pepper himself. He didn't release.
What did we say earlier? You know it's good when you get the holler. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Jadeen talking about, yes, bless me. Yes, Lord. Oh, shit, Jadeen.
I remember back in the day, oh, my God, I felt so bad afterwards. But it was like we was had just got through smoking, was into it, getting it on right. And after, like, we took a break, and then he say, how come as soon as Kirk Franklin, we listened to the radio while we hung. He said, as soon as Kirk Franklin go on, it seemed like you went into a daze and just started getting it. Like, he was like, you was more energized, and it was like you had the Holy Ghost on my pit. I was like, oh, my God. I felt so bad.
Well, what's playing,
I felt
Stone?
So bad. I was just like, I don't know.
Hey, I wouldn't have said shit. I just would have went out and bought the Kirk Franklin CD. See what I got.
Did you want it, Stone?
Right.
Silver and gold.
Baby, come here. Let me
I was in total embarrassed. I was like,
well,
oh,
hell,
man.
It don't matter. You could have got Kirk Franklin or Plies. They look just alike, shit.
Come here, baby. Let me remind you the reason why you sing. Come on, come on.
Right. The reason why I sing.
Hey. Deep.
Only in
Sin
City.
Deep.
Only in Sin City. God damn. All right, y'all, the show winding down. We coming down to the last minutes. Y'all know how we be. Y'all know how we
you
do.
You took too long to call me, man.
Well, I'm sorry. What? I mean, once I heard the topic, I said, well, I got to let her in on this shit. She's a true connoisseur.
I'm saying, like, I was really like, you know, I had my babies in my face, but I could have really broke it down to you, like, oh, just thinking about it.
Well, I'll tell you, well, I know you got to go to church tomorrow, so.
I do.
All right.
Yes,
so,
I do.
We're going to do it like this. Buddy, you got any last words?
I might not go tomorrow. My
okay,
son got a little cough and fever, so I might not.
Now he got a cough and a fever. Titty bitches. Oh. All right, buddy, you got last words. I know you got to get back to the babies. Butter. Okay, guess not. Liquor store, you got any last words?
Yeah, good show. It's always fun. You know, I'll be back tomorrow night. Can you see the beauties?
That's what's up. My man, my tomorrow. Any last words for us, brother?
All right, another good show. You know, hopefully I can call in tomorrow. So you want to get tag team on, you know?
Yeah, they were nice in the motherfucker tonight, dog. I guess they scared of you. Uh-huh. They was nice in the motherfucker to be tonight.
Nah, you just had a friendly topic. You had a friendly topic tonight. That's what that was.
Yeah. Okay, so I know what next time they get to going crazy, I'm gonna say big dicks, big dicks.
Yeah, exactly. It's
our party. Okay. What's up, Janae? You got any last words for us?
Yeah, so it was a good show. I enjoyed myself. My confessions will stay with me until my grave. I am dead. They will never come out. Oh, but it was good talking with everybody, and I will be up here tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'd like to thank everybody to call in. I'd like to thank everybody to call in and listening. I'd like to thank everybody to call in. Well, I keep saying called in. I mean, via internet, you know. So, like I said, same bad time, same bad channel. We out this bitch. Peace.